Glory, glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Welcome, my brothers, my sisters. We are reflecting on the readings for the feast or solemnity of Pentecost, year A. First reading will be taken from Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, verses 1 to 11. Our psalm for this Sunday, Pentecost Sunday, is Psalm 104. Second reading will be taken from First Letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 12, verses 3 to 7, 12 to 13. Gospel reading will be taken from St. John's Gospel, chapter 20, verses 19 to 23. The theme of our reflection this Sunday is empowered to liberate others. Pentecost reminds us that the church is a spirit-filled and spirit-led communion of Christ with authority to proclaim the good news and power to reconcile us to Christ. On Pentecost Day, Pentecostay in Greek, meaning 50th day offering after Passover, the Jews celebrated what they called Shavuot, the feast of the offerings of first fruits of wheat, Exodus chapter 23, verse 19, as stated in Deuteronomy chapter 16, they were expected to gather in Jerusalem not only for the feast of Passover, but also for Shavuot, celebrated 7 weeks after Passover in remembrance of the covenant with God and reception of the Torah on Mount Horeb or Mount Sinai. Thus, on the day of the descent of the Holy Spirit in Acts of the Apostles chapter 2, the apostles and other Jews were gathered to celebrate the festivals of the Lord. However, on that day, something new happened. The apostles and the mother and family of Jesus were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak and preach in foreign languages about the marvels of God. Dr. Brandt Peter says, just as in the Old Testament the Lord descended upon Israel in fire to give them the old law, so now too in the New Testament on Pentecost the Holy Spirit descended upon the apostles like tongues of fire, not to give them the old law written on the tablets of stone, but to give them the new law written on the tablets of their hearts. Thus, my brother, my sister, through the sacraments of initiation, the Lord has repossessed our hearts and minds, made us temples of His Holy Spirit, and called us to become witnesses of the marvels of God. The Lord reminds us in today's gospel that we have been sacramentalized through the breath of the sacraments. Hence, we possess the power to uphold the way of Christ and to share the fruits of His life, justice, love, kindness, and mercy. Therefore, as bearers of God's Spirit, we are partakers of the Church's mission of love, mercy, and salvation. Hence, we must not turn a blind eye to the cries of the oppressed and sufferers of injustice. If we fail to use the Spirit's gifts, if the pastor fails to accompany others to Christ, if parents fail to form their children, if our judges fail to uphold justice, then we will soon become redundant in the Church of Christ. And so, my brother, my sister, we have been empowered. We have been powered by the Holy Spirit. Thus, we must be the father, mother, judge, pastor, teacher, and leader that God called us to be. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. St. Michael the Archangel, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.